wish I could say what I really feel. I wish I could show my mind. I wish I could say what I think is real, but I'm not of the herd.
Pop singer Miroš Birka, nicknamed Meki, is one of Slovakia's and the Czech Republic's best-known recording artists, still producing music after more than 30 years. In the 1980s, he bumped Karel Gott off his perch as Czechoslovakia's top singer, and even had the opportunity to record in then West Germany. Fans will no doubt be excited about this week's release of Like a Hero, the best of Miro, Sbirka's remastering of his greatest hits, a remarkable project which was recorded in English in Germany in the 1980s. Not long ago, I caught up with Miroš Birka and asked him to tell me more about the CD.
This is a very untypical thing. We were doing this during 80s in Germany, which was a difficult thing to do because I didn't have a passport. It was always a lot of, you know, troubles to get, you know, to get to Germany. I was never able to be on TV or things like that because you had to have permission and things like that. But anyhow, I managed to record two albums in Germany, and on this album there are few German musicians involved. I remember a drummer from the group Rattles. I knew them in the 60s, so it was very interesting for me to work with this guy. Or a guitarist, later I saw him on the Violator with Depeche Mode, and people like that, there's Dave Roth, he's now working for Tokyo Hotel in Germany. So there are few people I worked on these recordings, but most of them were recorded in the 80s.
One of the best known songs on the album is the title track. Birka admits that production-wise, Like a Hero has softer edges, but says that was the influence of different factors. Above all, it was extraordinary for someone from communist Czechoslovakia to be recording in West Germany in the 1980s, so it was easy to bow a little to certain pressure from the album's producer.
This is melodic stuff. I knew that it was very unusual to have a chance to be from Bratislava, from behind the Iron Curtain, you know, recording in Hamburg, and to have a chance to do it. So I knew that it's a great thing and an opportunity. The sound was much better, of course, more professional. Musicians were very professional. So one side of me says, okay, this is too easy listening, you know. But on the other side, you say, oh, this is very professional and it sounds really properly.
Singing in English presented no problems for the star. It was a language Miro had learned at home. His mother was from England. She had met his father during the war, and later the two had moved to Bratislava.
In those days, there were only four English families in Bratislava. It was very unusual. So I was very lucky when I had my guitar for the first time. I could sing in English. I had a lot of friends immediately around me because of this, and it helped me a lot, and probably it also caused what I did in the future, because otherwise probably I wouldn't be involved in pop music. I was immediately in the band when I was 16, the group called Modus, and one of the reasons probably was that I was able to sing in English.
An appreciation of the language made music being made in the 60s even more accessible, and Sbirka, like most, was a huge fan of music coming out of Great Britain. To this day, for example, he remains a big fan of the Beatles.
Can't buy me love, love.
Well, it was more open even here. After the 60s, the things were more complicated. But 60s were very, you know, we were informed well. You know, we had, when Sergeant Pepper was out, so I immediately I had the copy or something, you know. So we were The 60s were even in Czechoslovakia, it was a bit better then, much better than later. When I was 12, I think I was 12 in 64, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were new, and then Bob Dylan and so on. So this was a very, you know, this kind of influence was, I thought it's paradise music. It was everything for me, you know. Each song of the bands like Stones and Beatles and all this, each new song was something.
His own rise as a pop star came in the 70s and 80s. His first album with his band Modus was released in 1978. In 1982, he was voted Czechoslovakia's best pop singer, winning the Golden Nightingale, long dominated by Karel Gott. That is something that Jbírka says he still gets asked about.
I get asked because it was very unexpected, and I was the first Slovak to do it, so they are very firsts, you know, to this. So I repeatedly will be asked, but I didn't realize that it's so important in those days, because for me it wasn't important to be Golden Nightingale, we say, as Latislavic, because I never wanted to do things like that, to be involved in things, in festivals or Eurovision or Zlatislavic, or, you know. But it happened to me, and later I realized how important it was for other people.
Jbírka instead has always put stock in writing and performing first. One of the things we discussed, given he sings in both Slovak and English, is the overall importance of the lyrics.
To be honest, for me it was always a bit more important. The melody, chords, harmonies and everything. Musically it was always a bit more important. Of course, if we talk about Bob Dylan, it's reverse. For him, it's more important to have lyrics, and then, you know, the melody comes second, I think, you know. So my point of view was always, you know, I was always intrigued by melodies and the chords. But later I realized that people like McCartney and all the others are writing their songs together. It's not only that they write the melody and then later sometimes it goes together.
But most of all, as a performer for more than 30 years, Jbírka says you have to keep things fun. That's something which can suffer during the course of producing an album. For him, creativity is always about a return to the basics.
I enjoy writing the songs. That's the best thing, you know, because you are only alone there, you and piano, you know, or guitar, and you are trying to find a melody that's... And it's... It's like being a boy trying to learn few chords. It's something, you know, very natural. Then when you start to think about LP and company and the contracts and things like that, then for me it's like it makes me nervous, everything. And the thing is, it's difficult to still have fun, you know, because you think about, is this going to be number one? Or is this going to be successful? And that makes you nervous, you know. So I like the beginning of the whole process is the best, because you don't even realize you're writing the song.
Like a Hero, The Best of Miro represents some of the very best of Jbírka's career. For long-term fans both here and abroad, the album will almost certainly be a must.